Key Code New Generation Series. Level 5. Page 90. Activity 2. Read and find the words and phrases and write. Notice that you have to write some answers in other forms too. Language Learning Strategies.
What actions are deployed by second language learners to help them experience real learning and, as a consequence, use the language more efficiently? Learning strategies is the term that has been used to refer to such actions. Along with thoughts and actions, learning strategies, or actions, are taken by decision and are, with an operational view, aimed at assisting learning when carrying out numerous tasks from the outset of a learning process. That's the very beginning to the farthest learners can go, in terms of level and performance. In other words, learning strategies are self-thought-out methods that meet learners' needs and make of understanding and learning more likely to happen. Learners' confidence gets the most benefit as there is more room for trying. There has been consistent proof that learning strategies add to becoming proficient in the use of the language. To put it short, learning strategies create opportunities for learning, and this is why it is necessary that learners' attention is drawn to this concept so they can overcome some barriers they have found on their way to level up. It was 1975 when this learning strategy concept was introduced to the second language teaching field, together with research on the good language learner. It was believed that the study of good language learners' actions, decisions, and experiences could help to inform and inspire teachers and students alike. How to teach. How to learn. First works on this study were aimed to document vast and enough information on the three points mentioned. In the 80s, the emphasis was then on classifying the strategies. At first, it was set as direct or indirect strategies. Sometime later, it was all divided into cognitive, metacognitive or affective and social. In 1990, with her book, Language Learning Strategies, What Every Teacher Should Know, Rebecca Oxford included her Strategy Inventory for Language Learning, or SILL. It was a questionnaire used as a big reference for research during the following 20 years, 1990s and early 2000s. As always, there must be some controversy. It was claimed that there were some basic issues in defining the classification clearly. Along the researching way, some researchers gave up adding to the classifying definition, and others just took a different path by replacing the concept learning strategies by self-regulation. So, what do you think? What learning strategies do you use?